From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio from Washington. Thousands observing a minute of silence Friday in Barcelona's main square for the victims of two vehicular attacks that left at least 14 people dead and more than 100 injured. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson confirming one American was killed.
We're still confirming the injuries and deaths of others, but obviously we express our deepest sympathies to the loved ones of this individual and obviously the others who have been who have suffered loss of life.
Several governments in Europe have confirmed citizens from their countries were killed or injured in the attack, including France and Italy. The French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said Friday that 26 French citizens were among those injured in Barcelona. He said 11 are in serious condition. Italy's Prime Minister said two Italians were killed in the van attack. Spanish authorities have recently announced the arrest of a fourth individual in connection with the attacks. A stabbing in Finland today. Police saying it happened in the southwestern coastal city of Turku before the suspect was shot in the legs and arrested. No confirmation of the number of victims yet, but police are warning people to avoid central Turku. Security has been heightened at Helsinki Airport and train stations as a result of the stabbings. Turku is located about 140 kilometers west of the capital, Helsinki. Kenyan officials should release local results from last week's disputed presidential elections, according to the head of the European Union mission that monitored the vote. More than a week after the election, Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission is yet to release all the vote totals from individual polling stations and constituency-level tallying centers. This is VOA News.